Here's a quick question for you. Is a dog a herbivore, a carnivore, or an omnivore? Well, the short answer is it's an omnivore, which means it will eat plants and animals. But what about feeding a dog a purely plant-based diet, making it a vegan? Well, it's a growing movement, and here to discuss it is the vegan vet, Dr. Ariel Griffiths, who's a practicing vet. She's based in the UK, who believes a vegan diet for your pet is a kinder, healthier way to feed a pet that does no damage to our environment, harms no animals, and uses fresh, healthy, plant-based ingredients that are balanced and delicious. Good morning, as it is there, Ariel.
Yes, good morning. Well, good evening to you. We are morning. We've got a beautiful sunny morning here in the UK, but good evening. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. You live in Leicestershire, Melton Mowbray, and are you at your veterinary practice now?
No, I'm actually sitting at home with my little dog in front of my computer, which is more or less where most of my work happens at the moment. It's unfortunately in front of my computer. But yes, I'm definitely a huge advocate of vegan feeding. Thank you for that introduction.
What made you just decide to pursue a vegan diet for your animals?
I'm the last person in the world who would have thought I would be going on this journey, and I just feel if I can do it, anybody can do it. But so 4 years ago, I was working as a vet at one of the charities, and I was just really struck by how many animals there were suffering from obesity in the UK. And there was one particular day, I actually had four animals to put to sleep for obesity-related issues. It was cats and dogs. There was a Labrador that just couldn't stand. They had cancer. It was all related to what they were eating. And I went home, and I was just feeling so despondent. And I said to my family, right, that's it. I'm going to start slimming pet classes. I'm going to teach the UK public how to feed their pets properly. But in order to do that, I needed some nutrition training, because as a vet, it's the same as doctors. You get very little training in nutrition. So I did absolutely every course going, and I joined our local slimming club here. It helped me with my weight just to find out how things worked. And I set myself down this path. I did all my nutrition courses. Obviously, there was no interest in it at all, because nobody wants to be told that their pets are fat. They'd like telling someone their children are fat. But what happened is the courses that I did just made me realize that the more plants you feed, just like with humans, the more plants you add to the diet, the healthier a pet is going to be. My son was actually vegan at the time. And I always admired that. I thought, gosh, you know, to be vegan just seems so restrictive. But I decided on the day of my 52nd birthday that I was going to go vegan, not even having been vegetarian before then, because I wanted to I was going to turn our little family dog vegan, because I wanted to find the perfect plant-based diet for him. My husband is also a vet. He wasn't happy. We all adore our little family dog, Ruff. And so I had even more to prove. And I felt, right, if I've got it right for our dog, then I can then take this forward. So the journey I've been on has been the most fascinating journey ever, because I approached the top nutritionist in the UK, came to sort of an end point where they said to me, yes, it can be done, but it's done in the US and you can import supplements from there. And I just thought, no, that carbon footprint is just too great. So I reached out to Germany, where there were two very big companies there, and used my best German, a smattering of what I had. But the Germans are just so lovely, and they're just so accommodating, and they actually put me in touch with their German vet nutritionist, who concentrated purely on vegan diets, where it's actually been quite big in Germany, a very sustainable country, very forward thinking. And so I began importing the food from Germany. I began importing supplements from Germany. I formulated recipes with these German vet nutritionists, and once I knew I had it right for our little dog, I then could go into actually helping other owners who wanted to go down the same path as me. And my journey has just led me to Yes, a road that I could never have dreamt of, because a month ago a report came out by, we've got this wonderful Professor Andrew Knight in the UK. He's a vet and he works with welfare. He works with the University of Winchester, and he actually did a published study over a year with 3,000 dogs and cats. And his conclusion that he came to is that actually dogs and cats on a 100% vegan or 100% plant-based vegan diet actually were healthier, had less veterinary visits, had more energy, and lived longer than dogs on a meat-based or raw diet.
Oh, that's interesting, because I did mention that about cats. I thought that cats would have to have meat. But do you have to add anything to the food? Are there nutrients that can't be found in plants?
There are, and certainly those need to be added in, but those get added in anyway to normal proprietary dog food that's meat-based. As soon as you process a food, you do need to add in the extra supplements. So you're just adding it in to a dry food or a tinned food. But it doesn't matter about the ingredients. What matters is as long as you've got the nutrient level right. And it is very easy to get that nutrient level right using just plants, because at the end of the day, where the herbivores, the cows and the sheep and the pigs, are getting their protein from is from plants. So instead of getting it recycled through the animal, you just get it straight from the source. Every plant has protein in it, but it's not just protein we have to look at. It's what goes with the protein. It's the vitamins. It's the minerals that are needed, and they can all be found in plants. So, yes, you can get a diet 100% balanced.
There's so much to pursue here. I'd love to talk to you longer, and I think it deserves a sort of an hour-long discussion, because so many people have so many thoughts about it. Thank you for opening the discussion with us anyway. I very much appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Fine.
Nice to all talk right. to you.
Thanks, Ben. And you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Dr. Ariel Griffiths, practicing vet in the UK, the vegan vet.